Bo?
Oh, Chelsea?
I don't know what happened.
No, that's okay. No, that's okay. Okay, so, yeah, you were saying that it was called Trap Braids, correct?
Yes, sir. T-R-A-P Braids, but with a Z at the end.
Oh, okay. So B-R-A-I-D-Z?
That's correct.
Got it. Okay, I like the name.
Yeah, she specializes in braids and also hair tech.
She does it all. Got it. Okay. Sounds good. Let me see here. Do you remember the brand products that you used?
Dark and Lovely was one that she used on me for sure.
Got it. Okay. Do you remember any others or no? If not, it's okay.
Normally, because she normally hair salons or like people who do that, they buy in bulk. So they don't have to all go back. So
it was mostly Dark and Lovely, right?
Dark and Lovely. Yes, sir.
Got it. Okay. That's okay. Now, did your cancer diagnosis happen 2 or more years after you first started using the product regularly for at least 1 year?
It recently just happened in 2023.
Uh-huh. Got it. So your cancer diagnosis did happen 2 or more years after you first started using it regularly for at least 1 year?
Yes, sir.
Yes? Okay. Let me see here. Okay. What type of treatment did you receive for the ovarian cancer?
Chemotherapy. I undergo a hysterectomy and also just different medications.
Okay, let me see here. So you said you had chemo and then a hysterectomy?
Yes, sir. I underwent a hysterectomy and I also was placed on different pain medications.
And then you were also on, was it pills, the medication?
Yes, sir.
Okay, pills as well. Okay, let me see here. When did they start the treatment for the chemo or the hysterectomy, either one?
I'm sorry, say what again, sir?
Oh, when did they start the treatment? Do you remember the dates?
Yes, sir. Like the, I got to pull back up my phone. I'm trying to drive at the same time.
No, that's okay. Take your time.
I know it was in 2023. October of 2023 is when I started my treat date, like the second week of October of 2023.
Second week of October. Is it okay if I put like the 14th for now?
Yeah, that's fine.
Got it. Yeah, because either way, it will be on your medical records. So if we need to find out the specific date, we can do that. So for the treatment date, then I have October 14th, 2023, correct?
Yes, sir.
Got it. Okay. Do you remember the doctor that treated you with the chemo?
Yes, sir. The same doctor that I told you earlier.
Oh, okay. Same one that diagnosed you? Christy Gupit, correct?
Yes, sir.
All right, let me just copy and paste that here really quick. Dr. Chrissy Gupit. Got it. Okay, and then let me just copy and paste that same address. She also did it at the Cancer Center of Mobile, correct?
Yes, that's correct. Cancer Center of Mobile.
Mobile. Sorry about that.
It's okay.
Okay, then that was the same phone number, 251-414-5665. Got it. Okay. Okay. All right, and then you said you were dealing with ovarian cancer. All right, let me see here. Now, Chelsea, can you confirm your gender for me?
Yes, I'm a female.
Female, okay. Let me see here. For your first name, I have Chelsea, which is spelled C-H-E-L-S-E-A, correct?
Yes, sir, that's correct.
Okay. Do you have a middle name?
I do. It's Monique.
Okay, what was it?
Monique.
Got it. Okay, I had it right. And then Mosley is the last name, which is Mosley, correct?
Yes, Mosley. Yes, sir.
Got it. Thank you. Do you have any suffixes in your name, like junior, the second, or the third?
No, sir.
No? Okay. And then what is your social, please?
417-411-523.
Okay. Hopefully I caught all of that. So that is 417-411-523?
Mm-hmm.
Got it. Okay. I got it right. Let me see here. And then for your primary contact email, I have chelseamosley32@gmail.com.
Yes, sir. That's great.
Got it. Okay. And then your primary phone number is 251-392-3636?
Yes, sir. That's great.
Got it. Okay. Is your primary phone number, I'm assuming it's a cell phone, right?
Yes, sir.
Yes. Okay. Do you prefer that we contact you via calling, texting, or email? Which one do you prefer?
Either one is fine.
Okay, I'll put a call. And then when is the best time to reach you? In the mornings, afternoons, or evenings?
Around the same time that you call me today is fine.
Around the same time today? Okay, I'll just put like the afternoon there.
Okay.
And then Chelsea, what is your current current address now?
It's 2758 South, so just put an S for South, and then Thompson. That's T as in Tom, H as in Harry, O as in Oscar, M as in Mary, P as in Paul, S as in Sam, O as in Oscar, N as in Nancy, Drive, Mobile, Alabama, 36606.
Okay, so you said it was 2758 South Thompson Drive?
That's correct.
Okay, you said Alabama, zip code 36606.
That's correct.
Okay. Is this a house or apartment number?
That's a house, sir.
That's a house. Got it. Okay. Just double check it. And then, Chelsea, do you have a copy of the medical records for yourself?
No, sir. I do not have a copy.
Do you have them at home or anything or no?
I do not have a copy of them. I'll have to check to see if paperwork that I did have. But I know that if I don't have them on me, I know the hospital will.
Yeah, you know they do exist, that the hospital does have them, right?
Yeah.
Got it. Okay. Let me see here. And then for this final part, we do need an emergency contact. Do you want to put someone that lives with you or someone that does not live with you?
You could put my mom on there. That should be fine.
Does she live with you?
She does not.
She does not? Okay, that's okay. Let me see. You should put your mother on there. What's her name?
Yeah. Her name is Shawn.
S-H-A-W-N?
That's correct.
Is her last name Mosley as well?
That's correct.
Okay, Mosley. And then what's her phone number?
251-329-3415.
Got it. Okay, that was 251-329-3415?
That's correct.
Got it. Okay, let me see here. Are you still driving?
I am.
You are? Okay, are you like on the freeway or are you on the street?
I'm on the street. I just picked my kids up from the bus stop.
Got it. Yes, because I'm about to send you some documents for you to sign really quick. If you want to, can you pull over? That way it should not take longer than like a minute.
Okay, yes, sir. I'm stopped behind a school bus right now. You know, it's by law when we got to stop.
So. Oh, okay, yeah. First, let me just review these documents with you before I send them.
Okay.
Let me see here. I'm just going to make sure. I'm going to go over this basic information. So for your first name, I have Chelsea, which is C-H-E-L-S-E-A. Middle name,
mm-hmm.
Monique, M-O-N-I-Q-U-E. Last name, Mosley, M-O-S-L-E-Y, correct?
That's correct.
Okay. And then for your address, I have a 2758 South Thompson Drive, Alabama, 36606, correct?
That's correct. Mobile, Alabama.
Yeah, Mobile, Alabama. Got it. And then your phone number is 251-392-3636?
Yes, sir. That's correct.
Okay. And then your email is chelseamosley32@gmail.com, right?
Yes, sir. That's great.
All right. And then your date of birth is February 9th, 1993, correct?
That's correct. Lucky number February 9th.
Exactly. We're matching. All right. Let me see. And then your social I have is 417-411-1523.
Yes, that's correct.
Got it. Okay. Let me see here. Everything looks good there. Okay. Okay. Are you pulled over now?
Yes, sir.
Got it. There we go. So now go ahead and put me on speaker. I sent you these documents both via email and text. Open up whichever one is easier for you.
Okay, I'm doing it via email.
Okay, yes. Go ahead and open up that email. You should see my name on there. It says Oscar at Mass Torch Strategies. Go ahead and open up the email. There's going to be a link on there. Go ahead and click that link. It's going to send you to a website called DocuSign. And then you're going to see the documents. You're going to see a big yellow button that says start. Go ahead and click on start when you see it.
Okay.
Okay, so now there's going to be a box where it tells you to draw your signature. And then be on the lookout. There's another box where it tells you to draw your initials. So one asks for signature and another one asks for initials. Be on the lookout for that.
Okay. Right now it says please review and act on these documents. So now it's asking me to sign.
Yeah, there's a box that tells you to sign, and then there's a box that tells you to initial.
Okay, so on this one, it says, please review and act on these documents. It has your name, and then it says, please sign, but it's not giving me an option to, like, sign. It's giving me
click
an option
on it.
To...
And
it's
then...
giving me an option to hit, I agree to use electronic records and signatures.
Yes, yes. Go ahead and click, I agree, because then that's how you're going to be able to sign it.
Okay. So now it says select start to begin.
Yep.
Okay.
So then there's a box that tells you to draw your signature, and then there's a box that tells you to draw your initials.
Okay. It's also giving me an option to do like a pre, you know, like how you give you where I don't have to sign it, like it'll give you like the option to use whatever.
Yeah, if you want to, you can do that too.
Okay, that's, I was going to say that's what I did. I hope that's fine.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. And I just hit finish.
Oh, you just hit finished?
Mm-hmm.
All right, let me see here. All right, Chelsea, I see your document. Let me just review it with you really quick just to make sure that everything is correct.
Okay.
All right. Let me see. We're almost done here. Okay. So I see one signature there. I see another signature there. I see your initials. Got it. Okay. Yes. Everything looks beautiful on this end. So I'm going to go ahead and send these documents over to the attorneys that we partner with. It is very important. They're going to call you here in the next 2 to 3 days. It's very important that you pick up that call, because they are going to verify that this information is correct with you before they can even start the whole claim, okay?
Okay.
So you do have to pick up that phone call. If you miss it, I believe they also leave you a voicemail for you to call them, but they're going to try to reach out to you a couple of times if you don't pick up. I will also text you my personal work number. That way you can call me or text me if you have any questions, or if they take, I would say give them about 2 to 3 days. If not the most, give them 7 days. If it's longer than 7 days, you can call me or text me, and I can look into this as to why they haven't reached out to you, okay?
Okay.
Got it. Okay, well, that's it for now, Chelsea. I appreciate your time. You were very lovely to speak with, and we both have the same birthday.
I know, right?
Which is pretty crazy. What are the odds?
What is the odds?
Right. Okay, well, yeah, Chasey, I'll let you go back to driving your kids, I'm guessing, back home.
Yes, I'm surprised they quiet this long.
Got it. Okay, well, Chelsea, it was a pleasure speaking with you. Have a good rest of your day, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Of course. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.